Hi everyone, Doug Laura here. Wanted to demonstrate one of the new features that has recently rolled out into the Enterprise Portal, coming out in late October. So I'm really calling this a November update. And that is Power BI reporting. If you come into the Reports tab, you'll notice a new item at the top of the table or top of the page. That is Power BI reporting. Click on that, and it will give you a page here with a link to navigate to the Power BI website. Let's go there now. That opens a new tab. It will ask if you already have an account, and if you don't, you'll have to sign up for one. I am currently signing in with corporate credentials, so I'll have to get logged in here. Once logged in, that will give you a view to all the various tools that are available for Azure out here in Power BI, but it will also bring you into the one for Microsoft Azure Enterprise. You select Connect. You're going to have to fill just a little bit of information in on this screen. First of all, what's the URL? And you're going to want ea.azure.com. You're going to specify the number of months of data you want to look at in your enrollment. I'll go with 8 here. You'll put your enrollment number, in this case enrollment 100, select next. The URL should be developed based on the information that you put in there, and then it's looking for an API access key. So I can go back to my portal here, into that download usage section, and to the API access key. And here I have a couple keys, so I'm going to grab one of these. They do have to be valid, active in the date. And then I can cut and paste that into the key here and click sign in. This is pulling that usage data down from my enrollment and putting it to a Power BI interface here. So I'm not going to go into details on this. I'm going to leave this part for discovery to you guys largely. But what you can see here, is my subscriptions and, in this case, the cost profile. I can see a map here with where I'm running various things in different data centers. Bigger circle means more things running, more usage and cost. Clicking on all of these, will often give you a different view or a detailed view, a drill-down view. Here I can see the account names associated with it. I can look at just my account and get a change of, what subscriptions are using services, etc. So I've got, several different subscriptions here that have services. So again, a new user interface, a new interface for using that usage data that I believe will be useful to you and shows a lot of things in a graphical interface with the ability to filter and look at different views here in Power BI. Hope you enjoy it. As always, you can provide feedback on this feature and others by using the little quote boxes up here at the top of your enrollment. You can provide feedback and requests here, and those are used to guide our development team for future releases and for features that are, common asks of customers. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the new feature of Power BI.